Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest is part of a duo that has been described as an opulent hodgepodge of sounds and aesthetics, warm analog ambiance, busted electronic textures, symphonic and choral bits, and stately arrangements. That's saying a lot, is it not? He is the vocalist of Bad Veins. It is great to say hello to Benjamin Davis. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It sounded like you were just describing the clutter in my living room.
See that? All right, we'll address your need for mate in a few minutes. But first, all right, it is quite a description for a band. We just heard a little of your single, Under the Covers. Tell us a little about the single, and tell us where the sound of Bad Veins comes from.
Oh, my. Well, it sounds like a question for my therapist. I don't know. You know, the sound, okay, I love all kinds of music, right? I feel like most people, you ask what they like, they say everything. But I like pop. I like, I like rock. I like hip hop. I like orchestral stuff. I like, you know, a lot of the way, like maybe some, everybody knows that of Led Zeppelin, the earliest stuff is the best. But as they expanded their horizons into synthesizers, they had some interesting things happening and a lot of string arrangements. And there are a lot of bands that have experimented with orchestral arrangements. And since we're a two-piece, I really feel like I like to explore all sounds. Instead of, you know, there's no way we're going to be able to do a flute arrangement on stage, but there's nothing stopping me from doing it on the record. So we kind of just go crazy and make these crazy, lush orchestration arrangements. And then we play on stage with this old vintage tape deck, like a 73 Pioneer reel-to-reel,
right,
that like plays back these other things that aren't represented on stage. So we can kind of get away with doing anything. And so far, no one has complained too much, I don't think. Like, hey, where's the violin guy? Like, we named our reel-to-reel Irene. Like, Irene's got it.
I was going to ask you, where did that come from, Irene?
Well, it's funny. My dad is a musician, never professionally, but he always had a lot of cluttery music stuff all over the basement, right? And when I moved out, he was like, take this reel to reel. And I'm like, why would I want this? So then I started creating music on my own, doing home recordings and stuff. And a friend of mine in another band locally in Cincinnati, he asked me to play a show with him, and I had never even considered playing shows. I was just making recordings. So I'm like, how can I even do this? So I look over and Irene is sitting on a shelf next to me, and I'm like, ooh, light bulb. Like, Irene can be my first bandmate. And I actually played a couple shows with just me and Irene.
Oh, wow.
The tape machine. And then added a drummer. All of a sudden it's a band and shows are 10 times more interesting.
See, I could see you and Irene on the road in the early days. You're stopping off at Denny's. You don't want Irene to be lonely, so you take her in from the car. You sit her up on the table there. You get the triple play omelet. She doesn't cost anything. This is a great financial arrangement. I like this.
It really is, and I have thought a lot about this.
Very good.
That's amazing.
No egos to deal with. No food.
No mood swings.
Enough,
nothing.
No.
Right.
You turn her on when you want. You turn her off when you want. That's what I call a woman.
Yeah. Lord. It can be a little temperamental, vintage
like
electronics.
A woman. Yeah.
Oh Lord, I don't want to join in.
Exactly. Oh Lord is right.
but no, actually, Irene does travel in the car, the van, not out in the trailer.
Okay.
Up front with us, but so, mostly because we don't want it to vibrate too much. But we like the idea that she's up in the front with us.
I think it's cool that you incorporate a reel-to-reel in your performance. I think that gives you a unique sound.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like a lot of the more creative things I think people end up doing are just kind of scattered, chaotic solutions to unexpected problems. It's like, hey, we don't have all these people. Let's do this.
Sure.
So everything is always just a scramble to solve a problem, and where you end up can sometimes be interesting. And we've been lucky with Irene.
So what's up with the military look that you have? You always go on with a jacket that your dad gave you?
Yeah. We do it about half the time. Sometimes we do other things. We try to mix it up. But for the most part, we've always had this military thing.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, my dad was in Vietnam. And he gave me his jacket when I was in high school. He was a scrawny, you know, 6 foot tall, 130 pound guy, just like me. So So it fit me great, right? And I love this jacket. I don't know why. I just always loved it. I wore it in high school. And then I start Bad Veins, and I get invited to play a show, like I mentioned. And, you know, I've got the reel-to-reel, and I've got some other old things. And I felt like I would look ridiculous if I were up on stage in, like, a brand-new H&M button-up or a Cincinnati Reds T-shirt.
Right.
It's like,
doesn't match.
Like,
no. Right.
It's like I have to wear something that blends in with this. And I'm like, wait, I'll just wear the Army jacket like I've always been wearing. So I put it on, and it kind of became a thing. And then when I added a drummer, I'm like, hey, why don't you wear one, too? And then it became even more of a thing.
And it stuck.
Right. And then as soon as the blogs and everybody starts writing about that kind of thing, you're like, well, I guess that's us now.
I can't stop now.
You know what's cool, too? And I can sense there's a great link between you and your dad. You said your dad was a musician as well. And the fact that, you know, he gave you Irene. He gave you this jacket. It's a neat way for you to kind of salute your dad because he obviously introduced you to music way back when.
He did. He was a huge influence on me musically. Mm-hmm. He taught me how to play guitar. My parents made me take piano lessons.
Good for them, right?
And they're so proud of you now,
yes.
You know?
That $7
like
a week
off.
Is now paid off. Yes. See?
Just yesterday, my parents were at my house, and I was telling them about Under the Cover and how it's coming out this week, and they're like, show it to us. And I'm like, no. That was about it.
That's funny.
You mentioned Zeppelin, but you also said you like all different other types of music. What are some of the other musical influences that kind of pushed you along as you went into your teenage years?
Well, let me think about this. I think that, you know, before I really discovered like indie rock and that there was a world of music that not everyone knew about, right?
So,
Beatles, obviously the Beatles. I got obsessed with the Beatles. And then at the time, you know, I'm 13, 14. I got the Imagine songbook, like the chords and all the piano arrangements, everything. And I remember being at a music store with my mom at the mall, and I pulled the Imagine. They had these huge filing cabinets on the wall, and I pulled Imagine out. I'm like, I want this. And my mom's like, you don't want that. That's old stuff. And I'm like, no, I want it. And at the time, I was taking piano lessons, and I wasn't really doing very well. Like, I felt like I didn't care about, like, little hot cross buns and stuff I had to be doing.
Right.
So I wouldn't improve week to week. You know, like, I would scramble to figure my lesson out right before going to the next lesson. But then I bought this, and I remember this John Lennon book, and I learned Jealous Guy, I remember. It has a really nice piano thing, and so I learned that song like kind of on my own in between piano lessons, and I went back to my teacher the next week and I showed her what I had done, and she was like, this is 3-4 years beyond what we're teaching you right now. And I'm like, oh, awesome. But it was mostly just like I had zero passion for like the horrible book that you're being taught. So John Lennon, the Beatles, and then that branched into, I think at some point, I rented that Oliver Stone Doors movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it had Heroin by Velvet Underground in it. And I remember hearing Heroin, and I was like, what is this? This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. So I don't know how old I was at the time, early teenager.
Right.
So then Velvet Underground was a huge influence. And then that opened me up into the world of indie music, you know, where you find out about the Pixies and Pavement, and then somehow I stumbled onto Tom Waits, and then it just keeps going. It keeps going, and then you keep searching for more and more music that like tickles your brain in a way that's never been tickled. So then I get into Calypso and listening to like Harry Belafonte and even, oh gosh, now I'm drawing blanks. Tons and tons of Calypso stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
So then you discover like, hey, all of a sudden Stevie Wonder is the greatest thing ever, and you go through all of his stuff, and then Fleetwood Mac, and you go through all that stuff, and then you just keep going and keep going, looking for more and more. And I don't know if Spotify and new internet music has like changed the way people pursue music now that everything is available.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like people aren't digging as much because you had to really go after it back then, before the internet music boom.
Well, your song Don't Run has over 500,000 plays on Spotify. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to hit 1 million, I think.
That's crazy.
Dude.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And I also think it's cool. I also think it's cool that your community, like your fan community, is known as the Bad Veins Army.
That is very cool.
right. Well,
you know you made it when you have a community that has its own name.
I wish we had a Kolegian Staffo army. There is no such thing. But you have your own army. I like that.
Well, let's get it started.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Check them out on iTunes and, of course, on Spotify. Follow Bad Veins on Twitter, at Bad Veins. That makes sense. Ben Davis, thank you so much for joining us here in America Weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Ben.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jim proposed to Judy, he gave her a very expensive engagement ring. But a few months later, Judy broke off the engagement. Since Jim spent so much money on the ring, he asked for it back, but Judy refused. She said it was a gift, and Jim had no legal right to take it away from her. So can Judy keep the ring? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Engagement gifts are given with the expectation that marriage will take place. Since Judy broke off the engagement, she must return the ring, or Jim can go to court to recover it. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's going to hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.